WVON.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Matt McGill on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Guys, in honor of Black History Month, our friends at ComEd are celebrating the future history makers in Chicagoland with the Solar Spotlight Program. This year, ComEd is combining STEM education at science, technology, engineering, and math, and art. So not only will our area high school students learn about solar power, but we'll put it to work in a way that will enlighten us all. Make sure you go to ComEd.com/solar spotlight. Watch the videos and learn more about this exciting program that helps our kids shine. That's ComEd.com/solar spotlight. I was fortunate enough last year to see some of the results of the Solar Spotlight program that ComEd has going on. It really is amazing, man. They had high school students put together solar-powered streetlights, stuff like that, which is the future. That's where we're going, y'all. Solar energy is coming around the corner. I'll tell you what, you think about when you look at the automobile industry, I tell you what, if you go to the auto show, you are going to see more electric cars this year at the auto show than ever. Just about every car manufacturer is putting together a electric car. If they don't have it, they're getting it. It's in the pipeline. You are starting to see self-driving cars. You are going to see all alternative energy type of products surface. So,
well, in California, aren't they already using the self-driving cars?
That's what I love about California. When I lived out in California, I loved everything about California because, you know, it just was so organic. And the way they live out in California, the legislators, the people that put the pressure on the legislators, they think in terms of environment. Everything is about, you know, power, and they have to because they're kind of crushed up against this wall of a lack of water, and they got smog out there. So they're always looking at the environmentally friendly way, the healthier way to do things. First state to have no smoking indoors. I love the way Californians think, man. So when I lived out there, I was like, I miss California, no doubt about it. All right, so Solar Spotlight, go to ComEd.com/Solar Spotlight. Check that out. You're going to be very, very impressed with a lot of the things that you are seeing. All right, in the studio, we got some food in the studio here, Bianca.
Oh, it is delicious.
What the hell's going on over there?
Banana cheesecake.
My little Lane graham crackers I bought here for breakfast.
She
tossed my graham crackers to the side and went straight for the goods over there. What is that? That looks like that is cheesecake.
It tastes like heaven.
That's
it really does.
Chef and dietitian Eric Meredith in the studio with me. What's going on, man? Are these some of your creations here? Have these been endorsed by you as a dietitian?
No, I would probably not consider cheesecake the breakfast of champions. So I can't co-sign.
I feel like a champion though, eating it.
Well, it looks good.
It does look good.
Right.
We got the vanilla wafers on top, and then there's another one over there, Bianca, that I don't think you got too. It's got some raspberries or something on over there, right? Look at that one. All right, we got cheese. I like this. And the appropriate color for Valentine's Day. Look at that, the nice little pink.
Yeah. Very festive.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Chef, good morning to you, man.
Good morning.
We got a couple of events to talk about. Just tell our listeners about you and what you're doing. We got a big event coming up that we want our listeners to talk about. So I was talking about turmeric.
Yes.
How do you pronounce it?
A lot of people
say turmeric.
Turmeric is probably the closest.
So I put together this turmeric tea. Is it good for you?
Absolutely. So I heard you guys talking about ginger, turmeric, a lot of herbs, spices. Definitely should be taken on a daily basis. Help boost your immune system. Have great antioxidants in them. So those type of things should definitely be taken not only when you have a cold, but definitely before and just on a daily basis.
Tell people what you told me, because you were saying how the people get a cold and then they start doubling down on vitamin C and all that stuff, when really you should be ahead of the problem.
Yeah, you need macronutrients, which are your three macronutrients, carbs, proteins, and fats, healthy fats, and micronutrients, which is your vitamins and minerals every day to basically help your body function the way it should.
So the healthy fats are what, like ice cream, what else, bacon?
Cheesecake. So the healthy fats are usually, the easiest way to think about it is they're not solid at room temperature, so the unsaturated fats.
See, that word you used earlier, coagulant.
Anticoagulant.
Coagulating.
Yeah. So things that coagulate, things are like, remember Crisco? We used to have Crisco back in the day.
Oh, boy, do I remember.
So that's an unhealthy fat.
Man, so. We black people, everybody had a Crisco can.
Right.
In that house when we were growing up, brother.
And we used Crisco for everything.
Man, mothers, well, I remember as a kid growing up playing in the alley. You could smell fried chicken. Boy, that Crisco was going to work. Oh, my God. But that's an unhealthy fat, obviously.
That is an unhealthy fat.
Omega-3s are?
Healthy fats. Omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-3s you can get from, like, fish, a lot of other foods. So, yeah, those are healthy fats. Help with brain function. Help with different things in your body. And, you know, you have fat-soluble vitamins that you need. So you think about vitamin K, A, D, E are fat-soluble vitamins. So for people say they're eating a no-fat diet, I'm like, you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't do that, right?
Right. So eat healthy fats.
Right. So you got healthy fats.
Right.
You know, just like you have good bacteria.
Right. That's right. And bad bacteria. Right.
And just like you have good cholesterol.
Right.
See, all right. So some of these trigger words that we think we got to be careful and make sure we're discerning the good from the bad.
Right.
Is that easy to do when it comes to your diet? Because we have been cultured to eat certain foods and I've been getting on Domity about sugar.
Right.
And sugar is not a good thing for us.
Well, too much sugar. So, you know, what we're trying to do with the Food is Medicine event is really talk about, debunk some of these myths about food. And you mentioned, I call them Notorious Three. Added sugar, not natural sugar, from things like fruits and vegetables and milk and things like that, where there's natural sugars, those are good for you. You do need carbohydrates. But the added sugars, things from like sugary beverages, candy, and other things like might be a little bit of added sugar in the cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Hate to burst your bubble. But
I believe there's some added sugar.
So sugar, sodium, and fat, the unhealthy fats are the things that get you in trouble. So when you look at what we're trying to do is kind of get people away from some of the misinformation with the fad diets.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been at you're at Resurrection University, right?
No, I actually work for the federal government, and I can't name the federal government name because I'm not here representing the federal government.
This is new America. No, right. But you're going to be taking part in this event at Resurrection University.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I'll be joined by a chiropractor and also a holistic doctor, and then I'm representing the chef and dietitian. So we bring together a variety of skill sets to give people a good basis for what we're trying to do. Basically use food as medicine instead of using things like...
So I hear this term, eat to live.
Eat to live. Yep.
Eat to live, right. Yeah, right.
And not live to eat.
Not live to eat.
Right. I have a question for you. What is your view on, you know, my mom's kind of a health nut. She juices a whole lot. And she does not drink soy milk. Now,
it's not good for you.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. Let me let the dietitian.
Yeah, I was going to ask you... cow's breast milk, I like the way it tastes, but I don't do much of that for obvious mm-hmm. reasons. But soy milk, so now she's onto almond milk, and now she's even off the almond. She used to drink like the silk, I think, almond milk. Okay. Now she's juicing her own almonds, so she's making her own almond milk. But wow. Anyway, yeah, she's got the cheesecloth. She's squeezing out almonds, but
Previously she was milking her own cow too.
So this whole soy milk thing, what's up with the soy? What's up with that being not that healthy or not the healthiest choice?
So typically what's been happening is people of color have a high, incident of being lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. So you don't have lactase, which helps you break down the sugar in milk, which is called lactose. And so what people have done, now there's a market for all of these different milks, mm-hmm. not only for people who some people don't believe in drinking cow's milk from a philosophical standpoint. So they've gone to things like soy, almond, and rice milk as alternatives. One is really good for people who are lactose intolerant. Two, it still gives you the nutrients of milk because they're fortified, and you can still get the benefits of milk, whether you're not drinking milk for physical reasons, being lactose intolerant, or religious reasons, or for some people, they'd be vegan. So they're not doing any type of animal product. So things like soy has come out. And the thing, the myth about the soy milk is because of estrogen.
You get man boobs.
Yep. So
I'd switched to soy milk because I was trying to get off of dairy milk.
Okay.
And so I bought my first bra at 35 years old.
Okay.
And then I said, you know, I need to change here.
All right, so I'm also a personal trainer. So
I was an A cup.
Yeah. We got to put the push-ups in there too now.
So. But the estrogen for men were that was one of the problems.
Right.
So I switched to almond milk. Now I'm on I'm on flaxseed milk now.
Oh, good. Okay, good for you. Yeah.
With added protein, plant based is all plant based protein added to it.
Right.
It's good. I use that in the cereal, and I was going to use it in this turmeric golden milk. But
I heard your golden milk, right?
Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Is that supposed to be good as well?
Well, I mean, you look at milk being a really great nutrient no matter where it comes from, especially if it's fortified, then you have healthy spice in there. So absolutely, definitely drink that along with water. But, you know, instead of something, you know, like a sugary beverage, which you shouldn't, you know, drink if it's not 100% fruit juice.
So this is the kind of knowledge you're going to get, guys, when you come out on Thursday, February 23rd. At Resurrection University for this unbelievable array of medical professionals. Because as you say, it's really this balance of life. You're going to be the dietitian. You're going to have a chiropractor there as well. And so you guys are kind of hitting all of these areas that are going to improve the quality of life for people, right?
Yeah, and then you talked a lot. And they come from, we're not talking about the first years we talked about traditional Chinese medicine. And which talks a lot about the principles of the foods, the hot, the cold, the warming, and some of those other principles. They get into how you make your body feel. And then I also talked about a little bit about how to combine those foods and make them taste great. Because let's face it, the way people choose food is taste, affordability, appeal, culture. Those are some things that are really important. So you can't just have healthy food and not make appeal to all those other senses.
Other things, right.
Yeah. So
should have brought the chiropractor in here this morning, man.
Right.
Got a little realignment going. 719 on WVON. We will return. Dietitian Eric Meredith in the studio with us, guys. The big event's coming up on February 23rd. More about that and who else is going to be there when we return. Dome D's coming your way with traffic and weather next.
Connect with Matt McGee.
Hey guys, check it out. Now playing at the Steppenwolf Theater. The Tony Award-winning Steppenwolf Theater is a play entitled, you ready for this, WVON listeners? Straight White Men, a raucous, surprising, and fearless Chicago premiere by experimental playwright Young Jean Lee, a Korean-American woman whose work revels in subverting stereotypes. The Washington Post called the play explosively entertaining. Straight White Men is on stage now through March 19th. Hey, WVON listeners, go to steppenwolf.org and use the code WVON for $20 off your tickets. That's called a hookup, y'all, and you get it. Mariah Carey, speaking of Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon has quit his job with NBC. I'll tell you why. You might find this very, very interesting. All right, should we tell him? No, we're going to tell him at 8 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll tell you, and we'll ask your opinion. He is stepping down, and for reasons that he does not want to be censored. He made a racially sensitive joke. NBC didn't like it. He said, instead of being censored, I'll step down. So I'll ask you, what would you have done in that same situation? 737 on WVON right now at 591-1690 in the studio with me, along with Eric Meredith, who is a chef, dietitian. He is going to be taking part in this wonderful event that we want you guys to come out to, Food as Medicine. This is all about you, your life, getting your life in order in terms of how you feel. What you put in your body is what you get out of it, right?
Absolutely.
Thinking Out Loud, the speakers are going to be Eric Meredith, David Miller, and my favorite, Christine Totes, who is a chiropractor. So hopefully you get your body aligned. A lot of people believe in chiropractic, and they believe that it helps them out, align their spine, their body, which releases endorphins and other things that are supposed to make your life. 2017 has to be about what? Living better, putting better things in your body, getting the right things out of life, and just having an overall extend the longevity of your life. That is basically what you guys are going to be doing here at this event, making sure that people have the knowledge, the food of knowledge as well as the actual food that you put into your body, and knowing what to do, how to do it, and to keep your life on the right track, right? That's basically what they're going to be doing here, guys. And it's taking place at Resurrection University, 1431 North Claremont Avenue. That's going to be Thursday, February 23rd. Registration starts at 5:30. The program is from 6 to 8, so we're not taking up a lot of your night. This is about you coming out, getting some good information that's going to help you live a better life.
Yeah, and so we're going to be focusing on fad diets. A lot of people get a lot of information thrown at them, trying to figure out which diet works best. And so one of the things we're going to, a couple things we're going to talk about are, one, fad diets are sometimes not sustainable. The other thing is they don't teach
like
you
the Atkins diet and things like that.
Yeah, Atkins diet were really popular, had some short-term gains, but then studies came out that long-term side effects were not worth the diet. And so they don't teach you how to eat. So Atkins diet featured like kind of high protein, high fat.
Yeah, it did.
And then
hey,
also,
you can eat steak every night if you want to.
Right. And so they looked at the basically
cheese on top.
Right. Hammered your kidneys. And so once again, evidence came out that Atkins diet was not a good thing long term. So we're going to be talking about all those debunking fad diet myths. So we're going to go through and discuss a lot of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm going to be talking about kind of have a sustainable, healthy diet, a balanced diet. Five food groups. Can you guys name one of the five food
grains.
Groups? Grains. Whole grains.
Dairy.
Dairy. Low-fat dairy.
Meat.
Lean protein.
Candy.
Candy is not a food group. Might taste good. But then two of the most important is half your plate should be fruit and vegetables.
Fruit and vegetables.
So plant-based diet, which you guys seem to be subscribing to over here.
Yeah,
you try to.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake food group. All right. Cheesecake and candy. We're going to add those to the food groups. And so, and then you guys already mentioned the notorious three, sugar, sodium, and then unhealthy fat. So we're going to be talking about all of that on the 23rd.
I have a question for you, actually, just kind of cross-section where policy meets nutrition.
Okay.
Being a chef. I'm sure you know about Monsanto.
Yes.
And Monsanto.
Ooh,
and,
getting political here, y'all. Here.
I know. You know, we're policy. You know, policy for me always crosses anything. So, yeah. So, as you know, while we were in the midst of everyone talking about the presidential election and being sidetracked by everything, Monsanto and Bayer did the largest merger ever in history. So Monsanto and Bayer is now one company.
Okay.
How do you think that affects us as consumers purchasing food? How does it affect you as a chef? What does it mean for us in our long-term availability to foods that are not just being reproduced? We already have, you know, Monsanto hoarding all of the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that type of merger mean for society and for us as Americans?
Well, and for our listeners who don't know about Monsanto, why don't you break down Monsanto, why they're so controversial, GMOs, what that does to the food chain?
Well, Monsanto is a, among other things, they have all of this, all of the reproduction for all of the grain foods, so mostly corn, peas, well, everything really, anything that's produced by a seed. A few decades ago, they start collecting all of the seeds, of course, and now most farmers, and they have huge lobbying dollars, so now huge. They lobby for a lot of the labeling in the United States. A lot of other countries, there's a lot of things that we don't label here that in Europe they have to label.
Yeah, they lobby against labeling.
Against labeling. And so they control the lobbying. They control the seeds. And then, of course, Bayer is the pharmaceutical company.
Right.
So, and then Bayer is, of course, also
known.
That
is a scary combination.
And Bayer, of course, is known for that during Nazi Germany producing the gas or the gases that went in the gas chambers. And a lot of other atrocities Bayer has been known for worldwide over history.
Right. The next hour of the morning show brought to you by Bayer Aspirin.
Exactly. And that's the reason I don't use Bayer.
No, <I'm> just...
So now Bayer and Monsanto, and of course the GMOs are the genetically modified, you know, organisms or genetically modified seeds. One of the reasons why I don't buy corn or eat corn at most places via my mom's advice. So,
and that's why when you go into the grocery store, you will see non-GMO on some of your food items. That's why they're trying to let you know that these food items have not been modified, have not been engineered.
And right now that's voluntary labeling.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not mandatory. Yeah. So, again, my question is, you know, how does that type of merger, a merger between a pharmaceutical company that has had so much history of murder, mayhem, and then a food company that's had murder and mayhem. And another thing about Bayer, Bayer actually gave about 10 years ago, not even 10 years ago, I think this case just settled maybe 5 years ago, they had their they are blood platelets that were they were supplying to hemophiliacs laced with HIV. And they settled out of court, and all the documentation is in German if you pull up the court case. But this is, you know, this is real. So anyway, whole point being is with two companies like that, under the I feel under the rug, which I thought should have been first page, front page news, having that type of merger, no one, you know, everyone just acquiesced to it. Now they're full-fledged and running. How does that affect us?
So I think you did a good job of educating the public. So that's
damn.
The first step. Right.
Erica's like, I came here to talk about the five food groups. I didn't know I was going to be talking about murder.
No, we went from cheesecake. We went from cheesecake to policy. Wow. Yeah. So that's deep. So you did an absolutely great job of educating the public.
That's
good. The first thing. Educating the public and then kind of letting them make their own decisions. GMOs are one of those controversial topics. They are used to give things, I guess, resistance against weather, insects, produce a certain amount of food that is affordable. And so
some soy products are genetically modified, aren't they?
Almost
all of them, right?
So,
yeah.
So some of them can have some benefit, but then there's also a negative side effect of that. So depending on where you live, because in certain countries where it's hard to grow stuff, I mean, they almost need something that is scientifically modified in order to be able to grow in those particular areas. So once again, I think the biggest thing is, one, when you talked about that merger, both companies become more powerful. There is a lot of food products that actually go into making medicines. Mm. So that makes sense.
Plant-based.
Right. And a lot of technology that they can share, intellectual processes that go between the two. But the biggest thing is making folks aware of what's going on, telling them the good and the bad of these particular these things like these mergers, and then basically letting people come to a decision both morally and physically what they want to do with that information. So I totally agree with you.
As a chef, do you try to use food that is more non-GMO or GMO? Do you think it depends on who you're cooking for? Are there people who are kind of the richer, you know, upper middle class, richer people? They don't want GMOs, but then you kind of give everything to everyone else. What do you see as far as that trend and the request of?
Yeah, my parents
GMO
are from the
non-GMO.
South, so we believe in sustainable agricultural practices. We believe in eating whole foods as close to whole as possible. So that's the basis. Go back to ancient times and Mother Nature and grow stuff the way it's supposed to be grown. Rotate your crops. There's going to be a certain amount of crops that are not available because of
seasons.
Weather, seasons, pests, and so forth. But that's okay. And so, but once again, I, as a chef, and me as a person, no matter what economic group you're in, I believe in growing your own food, growing it the right way, eating whole foods, living from the earth, and as much as possible.
All right, 747 on
VON lineup, chat room, blogs, photos, podcast, and more on the World Wide Web at WVON.com.
Let me explain.
Temperatures are rising, and your body's shining.
Guys, come out on Thursday, February 23rd. Talk about food as medicine, taking care of your body. Sort of like what R. Kelly's talking about. Well, all right, maybe in a different way. Taking care of your body in a different way here through food and knowledge and information.
Oh, that was funny.
At Resurrection University, 1431 North Claremont Avenue from 6 to 8 p.m. The program. Get there early, 5:30, so you can register. Eric Meredith in the studio, chef and dietitian. Also, you speak Russian fluently or something like that? Did I say that? You're a man of many things there. You've served in the U.S. Navy.
Yep, 5 years.
Ah. So we do a segment every morning during Black History Month called Badass Blacks, where we're highlighting African-Americans who are not known as African-American Black History heroes.
Oh, wow.
Today we highlighted a guy named Dory Miller, who was in the Navy.
Okay.
Commissioned, and he won one of the highest awards that a naval officer can receive, first African-American to do that.
Okay.
And he was significant in his role during Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, this brother was doing his thing, man. So he was one of the first, and this was before. At that time, African-Americans in the Navy could only serve
in the culinary.
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was unfortunate. So what did he get a medal for?
What was his medal, Domati? Let me see if Domati's not listening. Hey, Domati, what was, if you can pull it up, he'll pull it up. I forget
Navy
the medal.
Cross.
Oh, it was the Navy Cross.
The Navy Cross.
That is the highest. Yeah.
Right.
And he actually also got the Congressional Medal of Honor, too.
Wow. Did he really? Right.
Yeah. So that's, man.
See, he's
deep.
He blazed the trail for you.
That's right. So I can speak Russian.
You speak Russian. And also, I understand you were instrumental in helping Donald Trump learn Russian so he could propose to his wife.
Wow.
Right?
So,
is
yeah,
that correct?
I think that was the other Eric Meredith. I don't know if that had anything to do with that one.
He's helping Ivanka, no, yeah. Melania learn English and, right. and stuff like that. Also in the studio with me, Jerry is here as well. Jerry, good morning. Jerry Bingham is with Resurrection University.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Jerry's been on the show with me before because we did the open house and everything at Resurrection. Are you excited about this event?
We're so excited to bring this event to the community to educate everyone about food as medicine. And so it's part of our speaker series. It's called Thinking Out Loud. So this is part two, Food as Medicine. So we encourage you to go to our website, go visit resuthinkingoutloud.com, and you can register for this free event, free parking, and come and get some great knowledge from some awesome speakers.
Free parking is important here.
And we're located near North Avenue in Western. That's 1431 North Claremont.
Right. I love that area over there, man. Y'all got some good restaurants over there.
Yep.
Is that Bucktown or Wicker Park?
Wicker Park.
It's Wicker Park,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a cool area. So we want people to come on out, support the university. Number one, get this knowledge and information because it is key. Because like I said, 2017, here we are. We're at the beginning of the year where people set a lot of goals, New Year's resolutions, and usually a lot of them revolve around their health, right? When we set these goals, it's usually I'm going to work out more, right? I'm going to stay in shape. I'm going to eat better. And so now we're, you know, that first month is usually, yeah, you do it. It's just sustaining that your goals. Yep. And it's just a matter of teaching people how to eat better and you feel better. And it is a sustainable program for the most part.
Now, have you guys heard of what's called a SMART goal?
SMART what?
A SMART goal.
No.
So if you don't remember anything about this particular session, remember this: SMART goal, S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So when you say you want to lose weight, like, where do you want to lose weight? You're going to lose weight off your whole body, so you're going to lose 30 pounds.
Right.
And then measurable, every month, every week, you need to come up with a goal. It needs to be healthy. So about 1 to 2 pounds a week is healthy. So it's going to probably take you at least probably anywhere from 6 months to a year. And then attainable, have you been working out already? Were you an ex-athlete? Are you deconditioned? Relevant, is it relevant to your overall life purpose and mission? And then time-bound, once again, so whenever you say, whenever I hear people, I want to do something with diet or physical activity, I have them create what's called a SMART goal. So definitely, and that helps people keep on track.
See, with me, you know what? When men get over 50, they start getting a gut.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes when you get over 40, you know, but I was looking at the evolution chart, and they always show men as they start getting 50, they show that they get. So that's my area where I got to work on, and okay. I, you know, maybe I should start with stop drinking beer. That would help, but that would be the area that I would focus on and say. I mean, I don't know how many pounds I need to lose, but I need to lose. You know, I want to have just like everybody. You want to have that flat stomach, look, right?
Go. Yeah. So are you working out currently?
I work out, but not as much as I should or I want to. I get kind of depressed in the wintertime because of weather, even though this has been a mild winter. So this week is an ideal week because I like running outside.
Okay.
I'm not a treadmill guy. Even though I can do the treadmill, I'd rather jog outside.
Okay. Swimming is also a good thing. Mm-hmm. Definitely core activity, things like yoga. Will help.
I need to learn more.
And it also helps with alignment, too, when you talk about, you know, the spinal alignment and so forth, working out the kinks. So yoga is one of those great, great things. And I'm almost 50, so I'm there with you. But I gave up alcohol. And
see, that's what I got.
A lot of snacking. And then it helps keep the six-pack somewhere around.
Man, I tell you, man, if I can give up drinking, man, that would be the biggest accomplishment of my life, period. Okay. I know it. I got to put my mind to it.
Okay.
Seriously, I want to. That is something. I enjoy drinking, but really and truly, I have cut back tremendously, but I want to kick it all the way. But I understand the connection between drinking and the gut.
and you don't seem like a guy that leads liquid courage to have fun.
No, I don't.
But, you know, why is it when you're on vacation? Like, I noticed, like, I just recently came back from Cancun. And while I'm there, I'm drinking. But I'm drinking and I'm scuba diving and I'm snorkeling and I'm, you know, doing all these things. And I come back and I'm, like, so much thinner. And then the second I come back here, it's just, you start putting back on the weight. It seems like the drinking isn't as bad when you're actually doing activities and you're kind of. Yeah.
Well, that's it. All right. We are out of time, guys. Don't forget to make it on Thursday, February 23rd at Resurrection University, 1431 North Claremont Avenue. Registration starts at 5:30. The program, I'm all choked up about this, from 6 to 8. Get there. You'll see Eric there as well as others to help you talk about your health and fitness. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for coming by. Jerry as well. Thank you. When we return, Congressman Secretary Richmond joins us from Louisiana. He's going to talk about the Democratic retreat last week in Baltimore. He'll give us the rundown what the party is looking to do moving forward. Domity with headline news coming up next.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.